All right. Hey, family. Welcome to the Daughter Podcast, a place that is all about the total woman. My name is Samantha Grimes. I am a wife, a mom of two. I am a senior pastor. I am a certified life strategist, prophetess, and founder of Daughter LLC, a private practice, women's ministry, and movement that offers a wide variety of services such as coaching, counseling, products, books, and above all, we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you are interested in a free, you heard me right, free consultation to answer any questions or to get a quote, or you want to go ahead and book a one-on-one session or group service or anything we have to offer, please feel free to email me at samantha.grimescc@gmail.com. You can just simply visit our website at www.daughterllc.com, or you can just make it even more simple. You can just DM us, okay, on Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram at DaughterHSV, whichever one, you know, works for you. Also, if you would like to book me for a ministry engagement, you can also email me, or you can go to my link tree in my Instagram bio at DaughterHSV, and there is a ministry request form in that Instagram bio. All right, family. So, boom. We have already prayed off camera, and we are starting episode 4 of season 4 of the Daughter Podcast. And our theme this season is the power of a woman. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Okay. The power of a woman. And this episode, we're talking about the power of sisterhood. Now, listen, I want you to stay with me because, you know, I have heard a lot of different speeches about sisterhood or different things about sisterhood, and you feel like you hear the same information, but I feel like I'm coming at it from a different vantage point that maybe you haven't heard. And I feel that if you adopt this, it's actually going to change your life. I'm not being dramatic. I'm not fabricating. I'm not trying to be empowerment speechy. I really do think it's going to change your life. I really, really do. I think it's going to shave years off your life. I think it's a perspective that's really, going to help. Okay. So boom, I want to start with a story. Okay. You guys know I like my stories. I want to start with a story. Yeah, I watched an interview, and in the interview, it was an interview of Vivica A. Fox. If you don't know who she is very, what we call Black famous. Now, for all of my, you know, brothers and sisters who are watching that are not of the African-American descent, you know, we mean by Black famous is mean she's well known in a lot of Black circles. She's been in a lot of Black films in Hollywood, and she's been in some classic Black films. I mean, like from the 90s, from the early 2000s. I mean, quotable moments, right? Like moments that go down in history. Okay. Like she's on that level of a Black actress. And in the interview, they were going through not all of her films, but her most notable in her earlier parts of her career when she was a nobody starting to become a somebody, you know, as in being well known. And she brought up this story that I feel like was perfect for this episode. But she brought up a story. She talked about Halle Berry, and she talked about how when Halle Berry won the Oscar. Now, understand, that was revolutionary. Because I believe, and I don't know all the statistics around this, but I believe that Halle Berry was the first or the second Black woman to win an Oscar in that category. It was revolutionary, right? And she did something that tore Vivica up, but she did something. She got on the mic and she didn't just thank God and her mama, which is great. But Halle began to thank a handful of well-known Black actresses that were working at that time and that were making great segues in their career and for other Black women. And I remember Vivica just beginning to emotionally share how Halle did not have to share that moment with her. But she did. Like, Halle didn't have a private phone call saying, hey, girl, don't forget to mention my name if you win, you know. I'm not even sure they were that close. I think they did a film together, but a lot of these actresses, we'd be assuming that they're close because they either were in a film or in the same ministry. And some of them don't even know each other like that. They don't do lunch. They don't hang out. They don't have any of that, you know, kind of a relationship. And so what was powerful to me about that moment is that they did something that I think if you adopt, it will really revolutionize your life. They didn't Let me also give a disclaimer. When I say sisterhood, I'm not just talking about a group you can join. I'm not just talking about you walk into the doctor's office and everybody is a female. So you're like, oh, welcome to sisterhood, you know. I'm not talking about, you know, your group of girlfriends, okay? What I'm talking about, all right, is a mindset. Sisterhood, and if you hear anything in the background, it's my son. But sisterhood is a mindset. Sisterhood is a mindset, family. Okay? There's a way that you think that is solidified in your mind and in your heart, and it leads your actions. Okay? I have two kids, and anytime my son snatches something from his sister because he's two and he doesn't understand, or my daughter snatches her water bottle from her brother because she don't want him to have it, I say, hey, that is your sister. That is your brother. What does that mean? What does that mean? A sisterhood or brotherhood mindset is really a familiar mindset, right? When I view you as family, there are things that I am willing to do and a person that I'm willing to be to you and for you simply because we are related. Now, hear me. There are layers to this, okay? Because some of you have a little family drama. Some of you can't be these things to your family because everything ain't healthy. Everything ain't all right, you know? And that's a different conversation for a different day. So we're keeping it very, you know, surface level right now. But in a general sense, I'm using it as an example, right? That is your sister. There's a way that you're willing to have their back. There's a way that you're willing to speak up on their behalf. There's a way that you're willing to love them. There's a way you're willing to serve them. There's a way you're going to show up for them simply because that is your sister. That is the mindset that you need to adopt for your life. Listen, we are in a generation. Let me stop. Let me not even say that. Not that we're in a generation. We are. But generations past did the same thing too. I only do or show up or believe or whatever if you're super close to me or you've done something for me. So now I feel like I got to reciprocate. I got to do something back. You know, if you make me look good, if you haven't been talking about me, if you haven't pissed me off. And here's the thing. That's not Christ-like. And that wears on your mind, your heart, and your life. You maneuver weird. You maneuver weird, family. Like, you don't, I don't know if I want to, because I don't know if I like her. I don't know how I feel about this person. And but she did this for me. So, you know, and how do I know? And now you're battling trust issues and back and forth. Y'all, we're going to get into it because I don't want to rush ahead of my points and my little notes here. But I'm going, the Bible says it is a man's glory to overlook offenses. I'm going to overlook offenses with you. Because you're my sister. That's it. Because you are an image bearer of Christ. That's it. That's it. A lot of them were not close. They were just in the same industry. And she took her greatest moment of winning an Oscar, not knowing when another Black woman's going to win an Oscar. And she said, hey, it's my Oscar, but I'm making it our Oscar. I'm making it our moment. I'm making it our thing. Okay, that's the mindset of sisterhood. If you want to keep it real, that is the mindset of sonship. Because I will say the same thing with your brother. Like, that is your brother. What are we talking about? Yeah, you can't be at everything and you can't do everything. But when you can, you can. And when you can't, you can't. But if you can, you can, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need us to be best friends. If I found out you had a miscarriage, I'm showing up to your doorstep with cookies. I'm calling, I'm checking on you, I'm hugging you, I'm loving on you, and I don't want anything in return. That is the mindset of sisterhood. Too many circles, when we sit down, it gets catty and it gets shady and it's a back and forth and somebody got beef with somebody and I don't want her to one-up me and I don't want to be better than me. And you don't realize how much that mess robs your life. Family, I love you, but Jesus is coming back And so since Jesus is coming back, you need to choose your priorities wisely. That kind of stuff don't matter. I want to be right when he comes back. You know what I'm saying? Like this kind of stuff don't matter. And like, okay, she one-upped you on it. Okay, that's your sister. She been talking about you, probably. I'm not saying be best friends with her. I'm not even saying give her all that attention. But what I am saying is that's your sister. What are we talking about? That's your sister. That is your sister. Listen, there are going to be people that God tells you to break away from. Okay? There are going to be people that you can't really rock with like that. Right? These are all true things. I'm not going to lie to you. But there is nobody that God is ever going to tell you you have permission to stop loving. There are people to this day that I know they have talked about me like a dog. And if they were on fire, I would spit. I wouldn't just spit. I would come help put the fire out. I would help them recover. Not because I'm just so wonderful and I'm so great. That's my sister. She doesn't stop being my sister because she got issues. We maybe can't hang tough, but that's my sister. Okay? Like, you're not going to hear me talking trash about her. You're not going to hear me dragging her. That's my sister. Okay? That's my sister, y'all. Having a sisterhood mindset is like, it's not just for me, girl. It's for all of us, girl. We can all have a seat at the table. We can all join in. We can both have this, do this, be that. That's your sister. Hear me. Being that, even if other people aren't that with you, but let me pause because I don't want to go get ahead. I want to read Galatians 6:2, and it reads, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. That is a commandment. That is something the Lord has called us to do. We are called to be people who bear each other's burdens. If I hear you going through something, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I am really going to pray for you and not just say it, but actually do. You know what I mean? Like bearing each other's burdens. Sisterhood with love, family, it is about service. We are in a generation that is like, I'm dropping everything that doesn't serve me. And not one time have we had a conversation about who you are willing to serve. You know why this is important? I have learned the hard way that serving gives more to me than me trying to see what I can get for myself. You know, a lot of people who do like big brother, big sister programs and come and work with a youth, usually they didn't have a big brother or a big sister, or maybe they didn't have a good big brother, big sister. And what is the remedy to heal that? Them being something to somebody that they didn't get themselves. Sisterhood is about service, and service is for you. Sounds crazy, but service is for you. Love gets its joy from loving, family. Meaning it blesses me. I get so much. It fills your love tank. It frees your mind. It empowers you. It strengthens you by loving you than trying to make sure you always love me back. By trying to make sure you always have something you want to give to me. Sisterhood is about service. I know you trifling. I know you gossip. I know you over here. You steal a little bit. But what can I do to serve you? What can I do to be a blessing to you? What can I do to love on you? That's going to give so much more to you than what can they do for me. And some of you for so long are saying, I don't want to be played. I don't want to be like y'all. It is okay. I'm going to say something I don't even know if you want to hear this, but it's okay if they believe that they are playing you. As a matter of fact, it's okay if maybe they are. And I might sound crazy, like, no, because I ain't going to be the one, honey, not me. Mm-mm-mm. Not understanding that you have a sustainer, a protector, and a defender. Anything that they're trying to do or trying to whatever, God's got you. So now you get to focus on serving. And now you get to focus on loving and not being so busy trying to protect your own behind. That's rough. That's exhausting. And now you never really get to enjoy your relationships. Sisterhood is about serving. Why do you think we call it the church family? It's a family. So what can I do for you? How can I serve you? The Bible talks about in Titus 2, the older women will teach and train the younger women. You understand, like, now you get the blessing of being able to teach. That's gonna pour into you in a way that I can't describe. Being able to give somebody your last, serve someone, being able to love someone who you know don't like you, that's going to give so much to you. It's going to fill your tank. It's going to break you free in ways that you can't even understand. Okay? Sisterhood is about service. And sisterhood, when done right, is going to produce integrity. Because the thing about integrity is it's your personal integrity, meaning it has nothing to do with anybody else. This is who I am when you acting right and when you're not. This is who I am when you make me feel good and when you don't. What the Bible tells us to imitate Christ, right? What was the example that he gave us? He passionately served, loved, honored, and washed the feet. Y'all, he washed Judas's feet seconds before he's about to go betray him. And he didn't wash it grudgingly. The Bible doesn't say that Jesus had a special attitude when he washed Judas's feet because Judas was trifling in King James. No, it doesn't say that. No, it says he washed his feet. You got sisterhood. Let me just go a step further. Being a woman of God, a woman of standards, a woman of kingdom class, okay? Being a woman of God has a default mode of, no matter what you do, I will wash your feet. It is a man's glory to overlook offenses. I don't need you to be doing it back. Some of you have dropped people because they're not as good of a friend as you. Maybe they're bad at it. Hear me. There are some people, again, God said ain't your friend, and you probably never prayed about them because you don't want to know, and God, they need to be removed. I understand all of that, and I'm with that. I'm the first to say that. But then there are some people, they are just bad at it, y'all. And they need to have a conversation and a sit down. And sometimes you are in their life to help and teach them, say, hey, let me show you how to have a friend. Let me show you how to have a sister. Let me show you how to have community. Okay? We don't have to agree and like all the same things, right? A lot of times the qualifications of a good friend is if God has chosen them and their heart posture. If God says no, then he knows things that you don't know about. So just trust the Lord. But if he's not saying no, then this is an opportunity for you both to grow up a little bit. Sisterhood is going to produce integrity for you. What is our example of integrity in Christ? What is our example of integrity with God the Father? God doesn't change. He is unshakable, unmovable. He doesn't change based upon what we do. So when we've been faithful, he's faithful. When we haven't been faithful, he's faithful. And then God tells us to imitate that. Listen, y'all, there are people that God had to remove. I'm just being so transparent. Had to remove from my life as friends. And it wasn't easy. Didn't make me feel good. I didn't like it. But no matter where they go and what they do in life, y'all, that's my sister. I'm not going to look at her less than or differently because we're just not called to a certain kind of relationship. There are some people I got to keep real distance from. And that's my sister. I'm still praying for you. I still think good thoughts about you. I still love you. I still want you to prosper. Y'all, there are issues amongst sisters, okay, and women that, like, because we're not close, that means I want demise for your life, okay? Or because XYZ, you know what I'm saying? Now I got to talk about you a little bit. You know what I'm saying? No, y'all, this is going to mature you. You could know that they've been talking about you. You could know that they don't have good intention. God can give you a prophetic dream saying, remove this person from your life because this is their intent. They operate in witchcraft, XYZ. And yeah, you follow through, you let them go. But man, I still love my sister. I'm still going to pray for her. I still want her to be blessed. I still want her to come out of that lifestyle and out of that mindset. And I'm going to believe that for her. Again, I talked about it on my last podcast episode. Some of us, y'all real good at dropping your homegirl on the side of the road the minute that it possibly endangers a male relationship, okay? Or it just gets a little uncomfortable or whatever. And here's the thing, that is your sister. It is your sister, family. That's it. God cares about how you treat her. And again, I talked about it in my last podcast episode about us being more gentle with each other. If you want somebody to be gentle and kind and long-suffering and sensitive to you, make yourself friendly. Be that to others without looking for it in return. You'll see how much that feeds you quicker than waiting for somebody else to come and give that to you. So family, all in all, sisterhood is a mindset. I want you to go into every relationship in your life. That is my sister, even if I don't like her. That is my sister, even if she got a demon. That is my sister. Maybe we can't be tight. Maybe I can't even get down with you like that. But that's my sister though. And I'm going to love her and I'm going to pray for her. And I'm going to show up for her family without her asking, without trying to make her or anybody like me, without, you know, wanting to be seen or portrayed a particular way. No, I'm doing this because I love you. That's it. I don't need nothing else. I don't need nothing else. That is your sister. Okay. All right. So that's the end of this podcast episode. So family, again, if you would like to book, please, again, www.daughterllc.com, or you can DM me at daughterhsv. I also have a hair and scalp oil, bless the Lord. This is day two hair, bless the Lord. I have a hair and scalp oil that you can purchase. The Lord gave me a dream about 3 years ago, giving me the formulation for this oil. And I use it faithfully in my hair, my husband's hair, my daughter's hair, my son's hair. Everybody got a thick head of hair in this house. Okay. And it's available in that link tree at Daughter HSV, or you can go to Pampered Beauty 24. That Instagram has the link as well. I've written 2 books, Feel So Good to Be Loved, 21 Days of Discovering the Authentic Love of God, as well as Significant, Slaying the Demon of Low Self-Esteem and Stepping Back into Your Day One Significance. Your Day One Significance. Both of those books are available on Amazon.com and Kindle for purchase. As well as family, we have our podcast. I do a live Bible study every other Thursday. So this next Thursday of next week will be our next live Bible study on our Facebook page at Daughter HSV again. And just stay in the loop, family. There's also a link to our email list if you want to stay in the loop of everything that we have going on. So yeah, I love you guys and I see you next episode.